This year's Willie Clancy Summer School, of course, coming to an end this weekend in Milton Malba in County Clare, and I'm sure many great and varied memories, I'd say, for people at the end of this year's extravaganza. What of Willie Clancy himself? A piper, a singer, tin whistle player, a humble and gentle man, of that there is no doubt. Willie spoke to Michael O'Donnell about his music, his influences and the state of Irish traditional music in general in an interview in 1971. He played the pipes and the tin whistle too. First, though, a selection of tunes from Willie Clancy recorded in 1971.
Willie Clancy in his own individual sort of style. Can you put a name on that for me, Willie?
The kind of Tiffers and Ginny's. Ginny picking cockles. some of those tunes, so much alike. It was slightly straight in the names at times.
Indeed, I could never even begin to put a name on tunes. I just treat them as music. Well, tell me, Willie, have you always been a piper? Or is it something you took up later on?
Well, it wasn't in... My father wasn't a piper, but he was a flute player, and the music was in the house. If we didn't have much of anything else, at least we had lessons about music anyway. Mm. Mother played the concertina.
And what was the first instrument you played?
Oh, the tin whistle, when I was about 5 years old, I believe. They tell me I don't remember, scarcely remember it anyway. Somebody told me that he'd saw me playing a whistle in the town of village in Milton one night. He said the whistle was almost as big as yourself. So it must have been pretty young when I started on it.
And when did you start on the pipes?
I was over 20 years when I got the first opportunity of getting to practice it, because at that time the money was scarce and it wasn't so easy to come by to practice it. But first practice I ever got, I got it from on the door, on Swedish door actually. I got it, thought I'd win the sweepstake the minute I got that.
Were there many people in County Clare at that stage making pipes?
No, there was none made. No pipes haven't been made in County Clare for over 100 years, I say, since the time the Maloney brothers of Knockera made them. They were very famous pipe makers, among the best pipes in Ireland, but were made in Knockera. And even in later days, in Garrett Barry's time, the blind piper of Mina, you probably have heard of him. And my father saw me that when he'd have pipes, trouble with the pipes and the reeds going around, that he'd say, I'll have to go to Tone of Oher. There's a place down the country called Tone of Oher, and there were great reed makers there by the name of Han Heen or Green, as we'd know nowadays. And I lived near enough to Knockera, apparently, to learn the tricks of the reed making from the Maloney brothers, perhaps, you know, 150 years ago.
Hmm. And certainly reed making is the major problem.
Oh, indeed, it is, yeah. I have a little of it at the moment, even.
And, you know, having got a set of pipes.
Well, having got them, then of course you were faced with the problem of learning to play them. Mm-hmm. There was an old man who lived near us. He was getting old and he wasn't playing anymore when I became by the practice at Hugh Curtin from a place called Clahan Moor. He had retired from the music marvelous at that time, but he would give me plenty of encouragement in the course and lilt or didle the tunes or maybe play them in a whistle or fiddle. He was an all-round man with pipes or whistle or fiddle or concertina.
Tell me, Willie, have you ever wondered why County Clare has so many musicians, both now and in the past? Has it ever struck you there's any particular reason for it?
I didn't ever accept that, you know, really. I mean, a lot of people say, but I don't think so at all. I often thought that I wish we had as many good musicians in Clare as there are in Sligo or in Donegal or Galway, which I suppose people from outside the county feel the other way about it.
That's strange indeed, yeah.
I saw it anyway. Well, I mean, there might be great interest in portions of Clare, you know. Mm-hmm. There are parts of it, of course, as bad as parts of any other county, I suppose, as regards their music too.
Are there many young people in Clare at the moment taking an interest in music?
Well, not so many in the instruments that I'd like them to see. I'd like to see them take an interest in. They're more or less in the accordions, you know. Well, the accordions are right, but one would like to see them taking up the flutes or the pipes or the fiddles and that kind of thing, you know. Because it's very hard to be a charitable performer with the power of an accordion at your disposal, you know. You can drown out everybody, and of course, I suppose that's natural enough to, especially in a big place, to play like that. And
of course, one of the difficulties with the pipes is getting your hands on a set of pipes.
It is, yeah. Really, it is. And well, it is only one of them, though. Yeah. The other one is learning them. And then you have the biggest difficulty of all, trying to maintain them and keep them in tune. I mean, once you buy your recording, it's pretty good in tune for some years. But I break a reed, I can't get a reed so easy to fit that, but if you break a string for your fiddle, you can go into any shop and get it. Yeah.
What sort of advice would you give to someone taking up the pipes about how to go about them, learning to play them properly?
The biggest trouble I see with fellas taking up flutes or fiddles or pipes, that they're trying to play too quickly. They want to do the ABC stage of it, or learning to walk like a child at all. You know, they want to play it straight away.
Yeah.
And generally, fellas are 20 years or more, see, they know quite a bit about music. But their fingers won't do what their brains want the fingers to do, you see. They're not satisfied, in other words, with their efforts. I suppose it is hard to be, so that's to come back to the same thing. You'd be better off to learn while the brain is young and the fingers are young, and you'll be satisfied with your efforts when you're young. But, you know.
I suppose to emigrate to County Clare might be a help as well. I don't think it'd be very practical. Get back to a bit of playing. I think, you know, I always think the pipes are best in a slow air. Would you agree with me?
Well, indeed, I always think that the slow air is the cream of the music anyway. And I think most of the great reels and jigs were made from slow air, so that's my own impression anyway.
Well, could we hear a slow air now? right at the start of our chat, you mentioned that you began on the tin whistle. I think possibly we should hear you playing the tin whistle. Presumably you still play it.
I play a little in it, yeah.
Well, can you remember what tunes you played in your early days?
Well, it's strange you should ask that now. I remember the very first tune I played. I thought it'd be very fast that this whistle was no bother at all, but really I suppose I wasn't too slow at it, because when I think of it now, I did start off with a difficult enough tune, which was Father O'Flynn. And it was a little bit much. I could have started on the Wearing of the Green or something simpler, but the father suggested this jig, and I went ahead and learned it.
Well, that's as good a one as any to hear now, I would think.
Yeah, it's the first one I started on. Like that I improved one bit in it since. I think I played it as good the first month as I played it now.
As you say, it was a difficult enough tune to start
it
off
was on. Really, yeah.
This business of experimenting with tunes immediately brings one person to mind, and particularly this week, and that's the late Sean O'Riordan. Oh. We could hardly do a traditional music spot this week without mentioning him. You knew him fairly well, Willie,
indeed,
did you?
A good man, indeed, indeed. Well, pretty well, anyway. No, it didn't how long you know him. Like, you know, you was a man you could get to know quite well in the night, you know, that kind of thing. He was so
indeed
big about the music, and sort of course away abroad. My little field is very small, but son and all, he could knuckle down and he could pick out nice ears and pick out things that would appeal to me. And I felt that I knew I was talking to somebody that had a graph of the old stuff straight away, you know, so with Sean O'Riordan.
Indeed.
Even the tunes he'd select or ask you to play him, and you know that he had taste, you know what I mean?
Yes. Did he influence your playing in any way?
Well, he didn't accept. I always felt as well that the Slowers were the cream of the music. And of course, Sean brought it out all the strong with his nice variations and the tunes he selected, and of course, all the music that he got from all manuscripts or whatever he found around. I thought I'd heard grand stuff myself, but I really hadn't heard much at all until I heard the lot of what he had found, you know.
You played the pipes at his funeral this week.
I did. I was very glad to do it. Well, you know how it was. No one was glad as well to have to play there, but very honoured to play Lament down there, indeed.
What did
sad
you
occasion that it was and all.
What Lament did you play?
I played a note. An ornament called the Bright Lady.
Thank you.
the Bright Lady from Willie Clancy there playing and talking to Michael O'Donnell. That was recorded in 1971. Willie Clancy seemed to have a lovely, easy way about him. A great musician and a gentleman. Honoured, of course, annually now at the Willie Clancy Summer School in Milltown Malbay in County Clare.